Australians are working really hard in their jobs, perhaps a little too hard, research suggests. This month, Tasmanian nurses, between May and June, have accrued over $1 million worth in overtime. In Victoria, over $300,000 has been spent on call-outs and overtime to youth justice centres over the year. The Australia Institute estimates that $116 billion of overtime is unpaid per year. As a population of 24.6 million, that is close to $5,000 per person in Australia. The Alliance New South Wales Health Check showed that only 3% of over 1,100 junior doctors did their rostered hours. All others worked overtime, the report said, just last month. We spoke to industry experts about their views on the report and how they think we can solve the overtime problem. Dr. Leslie Russell is an adjunct associate professor from the Mental Centre at the University of Sydney. She says a junior doctor has two key responsibilities that they juggle when entering the workplace.
Now, these young doctors are actually doing two things simultaneously. They're getting educated to be the specialist doctors they need to be, and they're caring for patients. So there's a huge push on them to do everything well. And what came out of that report was their concerns about fatigue, about making a mistake, and also issues that have been in the media lately, like bullying, sexism, and their mental health.
Dr. Lyndall Strasden from the National Centre for Epidemiology and Population Health at the Australian National University says the root of the problem lies in why people do overtime work.
I guess it comes back to why people work, you know, why you need overtime. And one of the reasons people need overtime is because they don't have enough, you know, actual people hired to do all the work that needed to be done. So it's kind of, it seems to me that reducing overtime could, one strategy would be to actually employ more people to pick up those extra hours rather than asking the same people to work longer.
Little says that there is a recommended amount of time for work per week, but attitudes need to change too.
Well, that's what our research would suggest, is that, I mean, you know, on average, the kind of tipping point for people in terms of their health and well-being around 39 hours a week. So that's the best estimate that I'm aware of in the world to date. But our whole thinking about how long is too long needs to change to accept that our workforce is very different from what it was 50 or even 100 years ago. And the age profile of our workforce is also very different to what it was 50 or 4 years ago. We haven't got with the times around, you know, that connection between work and health.
Stephen Duckett, Health Program Director from the Grattan Institute, says that junior doctors in hospitals are under pressure to keep working.
Junior doctors might feel uncomfortable about standing up and saying that I'm now hitting what might be unsafe. They might feel that they're going to be belittled if they say, look, I've made arrangements to pick up my kids, you know, and so on. So I think there could be circumstances where junior doctors feel that they can't stand up for their entitlements.
But our whole thinking about how long is too long needs to change to accept that our workforce is very different from what it was.
Lyndall says we use old thinking around work and what is acceptable. We need to change, she says.
50 or even 100 years ago, and the age profile of our workforce is also very different to what it was 50 or 4 years ago. We haven't got with the times around, you know, that connection between work and health. And we're sort of using an old way of thinking about work and then hoping everyone can fit into that. And we actually need to have a bit more flexibility about changing the way we think about work to accommodate the new workforce that we've got.
Dr. Michael Quinlan from the Business School at UNSW identifies a key player who can help change Australian work culture.
Unions are far too weak. Historically, they're the bodies that have pushed for shorter hours, and the industrial relations system is really far too imbalanced at this stage to allow a more sensible debate about working hours. So we need to go back to a situation where unions have more say and where there's an industrial relations system that actually allows people to have more say about their working hours.
Leslie says it isn't just about the hours too.
You know, there's actually a lot of hidden costs around the long hours that aren't easy to reckon. It's easy to count how long people work, but the hidden costs in terms of the quality of the innovation and the creativity in their work, that's a lot harder to count. So I think work managers could start to seek out these other qualities in their employees and start to value them and discourage excessive work, seeing them excessive work as interfering with other really valuable attributes of their workforce.
It won't be easy, but Michael says if we can more evenly distribute work, then we will be able to have a healthier work culture.
We need to also reevaluate and have a work policy that gives people a right to work. And if we redistributed work more evenly across the community, then people would have more equal shares of work and that would be a lot healthier all round. But that's going to take a major change in economic policies and for governments to really start getting into the labour market and setting outcomes.
To move towards better healthcare as well.
I think consumers could start to also say they actually don't want to be treated by people who are exhausted, who have worked 100 hours that week or 80 hours a week. I actually think consumers can start to push in terms of getting quality of care and linking that to people who are too tired. So, there could be, it's not just managers who could actually take a few steps forward. I think consumers can too, particularly around health services.
This will be an important issue for Australia to deal with. Richard Di Natale, Greens leader, has floated the 4-day working week, while more staff seems to be a simple solution. While it may not be that simple, steps should be taken for workers' health. This is Jack Smith for 2SER.